On Real Raw Radio, Roger and JP show every day, Monday to Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Hope you had a nice Labor Day weekend. Maybe did something good. 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025.
This Jeopardy thing needs to stop. Pick somebody and let's move on.
It is kind of endless, yeah.
Now, like, LeVar Burton, you know, that people have been screaming about him since the beginning, since he did his thing, that he was great. And I happen to like that guy. He does those, I told you, he does the sleep stories on my on my app.
Yeah.
And I think he's great. But I have no idea how he was on Jeopardy.
Mm.
But I'm sitting there going, and Pope, you'll be able to chime in on this one. It took less time to get you your job as the Pope than it is to get somebody to do Jeopardy.
So when you're good, you're good.
The voting process, though, for a Pope is always lengthy, like you're saying, the smoke through the chimney and all. Maybe that's what they should do for Jeopardy.
Yeah.
Something.
Giant chimney above the Jeopardy studios.
Lock these people in a room.
White smoke, you know they got them.
Lock these people, because that's what's next, Pope. When you decide to walk away from the job, whether in death or, and God forbid, ooh, can I say that? I apologize. Or you decide that you're, you know, illness and you have to walk away from it. I feel like, you know, they're going to throw the Cardinals in a room. They're going to go in there. They lock the doors. Nobody's allowed in. They do their votes. And then all of a sudden, you know, they do a vote, and if they don't have an answer, then the black smoke goes out the chimney.
Right.
And then when they finally can agree on somebody, then the white smoke goes out of the chimney, and all the Catholics are all happy. They know nothing about who they're about to find out as their Pope, but they're all happy.
They just know they elected somebody.
There's a new Popo, and I feel like this is the next time they're going to try and cancel it. No. That guy back in 1981 may have been at the same church where another priest touched the kid.
Ah, I see.
You know?
Well, we'll see
how
it
goes. That doesn't happen.
No? That kind of thing. So once they elect them, it's good?
Let us pray for...
Yes, Pope.
LeVar Burton.
Oh, is that who you want? Is that who you endorse,
yes.
Pope?
Yes.
Oh.
Please pray.
Did you like Reading Rainbow?
So good.
Is that why?
Oh. So educational.
You like Roots?
It was rough to watch. Very tough.
But I know.
But such a good actor.
You are correct.
You ever notice LeVar Burton looks a little like Don Cheadle?
Yes. Yes.
I had to. Sorry.
And Michael K. Williams.
Yes. They're all
so
brothers.
Similar.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
They look the same.
Don't forget a cat named Mo.
For a cat named Mo, too.
You okay, Gareth? You all right?
See, you guys said I didn't bring content. There you go. That was my work prep for the week.
For the week. Really want to open? Do you really want to open that can of worms right now, my man?
Let us pray. You were saying, Pope?
Let us pray for more prep work. From Dizzy.
Apparently it's going to take a lot of prayers, Pope. Can you get like a whole Vatican full of like bishops and cardinals and stuff to maybe say a Gareth prayer? And then maybe we'll get more than white smoke.
May his emails of prep be blessed.
Oh, Pope, can you say...
Oh, that's nice.
Can you
plentiful prep.
Can you answer the question as to why the black smoke means nothing, but the white smoke means we have a Pope? Seems racist.
It's not.
Okay.
It's not. We're going to change that.
Yeah, wait. Well, if it's not, why would you change
it? The black smoke and the white smoke are going to combine into one.
Aww.
Ebony smoke, ivory smoke into one.
Yes.
Paul McCartney is going to be there.
Oh.
Will he announce the next Pope?
Stevie Wonder will make the announcement.
Oh.
Nice.
I was thinking maybe get some rainbow smoke, you know. For inclusivity and stuff.
That's at the conclusion.
Same
then the rainbow smoke.
That covers all popes, all cardinals, all bishops.
Boom, all rainbow people. Smoke everywhere. What a sight.
That's a party.
Stay tuned for the fireworks show.
In the future, do you think you'll have to do gender reveals for popes?
Yes, that's in the work too.
So the rainbow colors could at least cover
it. The first gender reveal will be done that day. Jeopardy host... Fireworks. Gender reveal.
You ever wonder with all the cancel culture stuff that's going on out there, how nobody really goes after the church without, you know, the no women can't be priests and all the no marriage stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm surprised they don't go. Yeah, but
even within the church, there's people talking about that, I think.
Is it just that it's like too big and they know they can't?
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to cancel Catholicism or whatever it's called.
Religions are big. They've been around for thousands of years. Name a religion. They change slow.
No, I know that.
That's just what they do.
I know that. But people scream loud nowadays.
Yeah, yeah.
So loud.
And you're on Twitter. You might hear some people screaming.
It's been a while, Pope. Where you been?
I'm right here.
I know you're here just now, but where you been?
I've been napping. Very tired. Just napping.
Got it.
And I wait for the little poke. The poke. The
wait,
poke
what?
Poke. The poke poke. Poke. Where they go, you're on. And then I wake up. And here I am.
Is that what happens?
The poke poke.
I did not know that.
Hashtag poke poke.
See, so people can go on, it's like social media pokes, or you actually literally get poked?
Yes, I'm the only one left on Facebook to do the poke. As the kids say, bringing it back, yo.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, here? Let's do this.
You say Muffa, I'm quitting Catholicism.
Muffa.
Are you officiating the Cardi B baptism?
Yes.
Oh.
We will baptize Kid is the name.
Kid?
Kid.
Are you the wet-ass Pope?
Yes.
Oh, no.
The remix. I'm on the remix.
Oh, that's nice.
Not feel right at all.
Dropping soon.
Right. No. So anyway, back to the LeVar Burton thing.
Yes.
Thanks, Pope.
Pray for him.
300,000 signatures. It's almost got 300,000.
Okay.
I don't know what they think that this is going to do.
Out of millions watched per night, probably. Yeah. It's a small movement.
I don't understand it. All I know is this is taking entirely too long.
He didn't get good ratings, to be honest. I mean, when you look at all, they have a list of all the hosts and the ratings they got, and I mean, he just didn't draw people.
But didn't he go? Didn't he do it in the middle of something? Like, wasn't
there? Oh yeah, there are other things like the Olympics started in his week. Like that stuff hurts, no question.
Yeah.
But I mean, I guess they didn't get like. But I mean, everybody I guess has something during a week. He might have had the most stuff that conflicted with his debut launch. Everybody had 2 weeks.
No, if we're going to do this like in a fair process, okay, so number one pick gone. So who's second based on...
Ken Jennings still kicked butt. He had great ratings.
They wanted... what's her name? The one from Mayim Bialik. That's who they wanted to do it, but she can't because she's got her own show, so she's doing specials.
Okay, so
she's like doing like the college one or whatever
daytime
it is.
Or something.
They're bending over backwards to try to like get her more involved in the game a little bit.
Why her?
I don't know who came in third place.
That's what I'm saying. There was a whole bunch of people that tried out. So there should be a list of first, second, third, fourth, all the way down to whoever, and just next on the list. Like, why is it?
Because next on the list isn't good enough. Next on the list, if it's not who these people want, they're going to go back 15 years into their life and try and find a tweet or a comment that doesn't jive.
Well, that should have already been done. That should have been done before they even guest hosted to see if you're even... They made it tougher on themselves by not doing that already.
That shouldn't be done. Going back 15 years to see if somebody said something that might be a little bit off color. 15 years ago, people change. You're not the same person you were 15 years ago. I'm not the same person I was 15 years ago. Raj is. Brett's probably not the same person he was 15
Raj
years
ago.
People change. You know, people change. So to go back and just...
I haven't evolved.
You know. I think that I do agree it should be done on an individual. Like, it shouldn't just be one bad tweet, then you're off. It should be individual. But it should also be looked into. Like, it should not be completely ignored. And taken into consideration and then weighing the pros and cons and finding out what was going on. And you're right. They were 19. Now they're 30,
and there
whatever.
You go. Now we're
thing.
9 months
some
into this.
But people are grown people who should have known better. And it's not 1952. And they should have known better 30 years ago. Like, we all should have known better 30 years ago. All of us. We're all old enough to have known better back then. So it's not a blanket. I'm with you. But it should also be grown men should have known better. Period.
Monica, you know by now that with cancel culture, if they're not happy with the choice, this wasn't about ABC or the syndicate or anything like that. This was about people at home not liking the choice and then bending over backwards to bring back stuff from the past to make sure that they got their way.
Okay. So then it's not even about cancel culture. It's just about them not liking their pick. Let's not make it something.
No, it's about them, the cancel culture people. It's about them not liking the pick and them going in and finding stuff from his past. Like I said, ABC didn't do it.
Right. And then it draws ABC. A spotlight to Jeopardy. And even Mike Richards was like, all right, I'm out of here.
Why is it anti?
And I'm not defending the guy. I don't know dick about him. I really don't. I don't know anything about this guy. I also don't care. I just want enough with the Jeopardy crap. Get somebody in there and let's go.
To answer Monica's question, Ken Jennings was one. Mike Richards was number two.
So then why didn't they go with Ken Jennings?
He's got something else happening. I don't know where it is.
He does something for Game Show Network.
David Faber is number three.
Who's David Faber?
And why were they even in the running if they can't do it? Like, you're wasting everybody's time.
Well, CNBC's
walk. This thing is happening now, Monica, because those cancel culture people, the ones that have been fighting for him, they're not getting their way. So now they're doing not a GoFundMe, they're doing the thing that change.org kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because they want LeVar Burton. Pray for him. But that's not the people from the network who have to worry about the financials and everything else.
Right.
They want their best person.
Bialik is fourth, so they've talked to her, it doesn't work out. And guess who's fifth? Robin Roberts.
Okay.
Maybe she gets there.
Fine. Good. You know? But Jesus Christ, enough. Sorry, Pope.
Lucky for you, Joe Buck was 13th. He won't be getting it. Thank God. LeVar Burton was 9th. Well, Roger and JP, 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio, noontime, another Bone bonus. Cash keyword. 16, I think.
Oof.
Yeah. Dr.